This weekend, the Des Moines Symphony will present their fifth Masterworks concert, which this program celebrates America's immigrant heritage. I'm Jacqueline Hallblum for the Iowa Art Showcase, and the symphony is presenting Ellis Island, the New World Concert. And joining us today to tell us about one of the works on this concert is one of the featured composers, Peter Boyer. Peter, thank you so much for joining us today. It's just great to have you with us.
My pleasure. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Well, before we start talking about your work, which they will be performing the suite for Ellis Island, The Dream of America, congratulations on your recent award. So tell us about this award, which actually relates to this work.
Thank you very much. This is wonderful and unexpected news, which I only just recently received, which is that I will be receiving something called the Ellis Island Medal of Honor as one of the 2019 medalists. And this is a wonderful award that has been given out since 1986 by an organization called the Ellis Island Honors Society. And I was delighted and very surprised to learn that I was going to receive this. And this will be in a ceremony on May 11th at Ellis Island. And in any given year, there are a number of medalists, generally including some well-known folks. And some of those this year include Congressman Adam Schiff and Paula Abdul and Sanjay Gupta from CNN and Eric Schmidt, the former executive chairman of Google, and a number of other major folks. So to be among them is very exciting. And as you said, this is partially in response to the impact of Ellis Island, the Dream of America. And that certainly is something that relates, obviously, to the mission of the Ellis Island Honor Society. But still, it was a great surprise. And I'm, of course, very much looking forward to this wonderful black tie ceremony evening on Ellis Island on the 11th of May. It's quite an honor.
Well, congratulations to you. And both houses of Congress recognize this award, and you're even added to the congressional record. So you're going to be going down in history, Peter.
Well, thank you very much. I'm very honored and very excited about it.
So tell us just a bit about yourself. In addition to being a composer, you're an arranger and a conductor. Just give us a brief synopsis of your background.
Composer, orchestrator, conductor. I suppose that trio of labels gets some way there. I'm also a professor at Claremont Graduate University, part of the Claremont Colleges, and first and foremost, a composer for the concert hall and for orchestra. And I've been very fortunate to have had many, many opportunities to compose works for some of the finest orchestras in the United States, and very fortunate to have many orchestras perform my music. I also serve as an arranger or orchestrator in the world of Hollywood film music, so I have been employed at different times by some of the best-known Hollywood film composers like James Newton Howard and Michael Giacchino and the late James Horner, working for them and helping to arrange and orchestrate their music. But first and foremost, my love is to be a composer for the concert hall. That, of course, is what's led us to be talking today.
And you studied with Corleano and also with Elmer Bernstein.
I did. In both cases, not in what one would call a traditional way. I did my master's and my doctorate, my DMA degree, at the Hart School of Music at the University of Hartford and studied there with Larry Allen Smith, who was my main composition teacher. But then I did study privately for one summer in New York City with John Corleano, which was a great and very impactful time in my life studying with him just for that one summer, and then moved to Los Angeles, relocated from the East Coast to the West Coast, and did the one-year film scoring program at the USC School of Music after I had completed a doctorate. And during that time, I had the great opportunity to work with Elmer Bernstein, and he took an interest in me as well. So these were some major figures who had very different kinds of approaches and backgrounds, and both were very important for my early learning years as a composer.
You were nominated for a Grammy for this work, Ellis Island, The Dream of America, and it's such a powerful and dramatic work. Give us a bit of background on how this all came together and all the blood, sweat, and tears you had to put into it.
It's a very unusual work, Ellis Island, The Dream of America, for actors and orchestra with projected images. It doesn't quite fall in any particular category. You know, it's not a symphony, it's not an oratorio. And I refer to the performers as actors rather than narrators because they speak in the first person. And the stories that I used in this work came from something called the Ellis Island Oral History Project, which is a remarkable resource, a great treasure trove of interviews, nearly 2,000 interviews that were recorded between the 1970s into the 2000s, with most of them having been recorded in the late 1980s and the early 1990s, around the time that the Ellis Island Immigration Museum was preparing to open and then opening. And so to create this piece, I went to Ellis Island multiple times and did research in the archive that houses the oral histories. And with such a huge number of these interviews, of course, I could only examine a relatively small number, but I did look at over 100 of them and spent several months creating a script that ultimately uses, in the full version of the piece, seven stories from seven different immigrants who came to the United States through Ellis Island between the years of 1920 and 1940. And the Des Moines Symphony performance that's coming up will perform what we're referring to as a suite, which uses five out of the seven stories. So the Des Moines performance will be about 26 minutes in duration. The full piece is actually 45 minutes in duration, as was on a PBS Great Performances last year. So it was about a year of my life to create this piece between 2001 and 2002. And it was commissioned by the Bushnell Center for the Performing Arts in Hartford, Connecticut, where I had been a graduate student several years before. And I conducted the premiere with the Hartford Symphony Orchestra and a cast of actors from New York City who were directed by Martin Charnin, and that was in April of 2002. So amazingly, it's been getting close to 17 years since the piece premiered, during which time it's actually had more than 200 performances by over 90 orchestras around the United States.
The Des Moines Symphony is going to be performing the suite version, and they're going to be having actors from Chicago, from Minneapolis, and also from Des Moines portraying these different characters that came through Ellis Island. And you put this together so you have these scripts and then you have interludes in between.
Yes, and it's great, as you mentioned, these particular actors. I just received in the mail a copy of the program from the Des Moines Symphony and was so pleased to see the caliber of these actors and the kinds of credits that they have. And it's important to realize that all of the words that these actors read are real words of real people. Nothing's been fictionalized or added. It's exactly what these folks said in their interviews. So I essentially had to create a symphonic work that would incorporate these stories. So the beginning of the piece is a six-minute purely orchestral prologue that introduces the main themes of the piece, sets the stage, musically speaking. And there are also then projected images, which are really wonderful, that the images that the Des Moines Symphony are using are a new set of images created just about a year and a half ago by Pacific Symphony when they performed the piece for PBS. And these are wonderful images that really add a great deal to the piece. So that element is also very notable. And yes, so there are interludes that connect these stories and then lead to an epilogue. And the epilogue is a recitation of the poem, The New Colossus, the famous poem by Emma Lazarus, which is inscribed on the pedestal of the Statue of Liberty. And in fact, this was what initially was my whole inspiration for doing this piece, was thinking about these words that I'd known ever since I was a child of, give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. And so the actors, they participate together in a recitation of that poem at the end of the piece.
So how has the reaction been to the audiences and everyone who's seen this live in performance?
The reactions have been really wonderful and very heartwarming over many years. As I said, with now a little bit over 200 performances of the piece, I've had the opportunity to attend many of them, certainly nowhere near the full total, but quite a few places around the country. And the reactions are very, very powerful, and people often come up to me when I've been present after performances very emotionally moved and often teary-eyed to describe how they had a family member whose story was somehow reflected in the piece, you know, that this was the story of their grandmother or their grandfather or their father or mother or someone. And of course, you know, today we live in a time in which the subject of immigration is as controversial as it's ever been, if not more so. And, of course, I never could have predicted that when I composed this piece 16 years ago, but the relevance seems to be as great as it ever has been, if not more so. It can reveal something to audiences today about the power of this historic American immigrant experience and what this has meant to our country.
Thank you for being so creative and putting this all together and being moved yourself to do all this work to put this together. Now, I know that you did a 125th anniversary commission for the Boston Pops, and you honored John, Robert, and Ted Kennedy, I believe, in that commission.
That's correct.
What are some of the other things that you may be working on right now?
Interestingly, a recently completed commission was from the President's Own, as they're called, United States Marine Band, for a piece for their 220th anniversary, if one can believe that. And I composed a piece called Fanfare, Hymn, and Finale, which was premiered by them and then taken on tour. And I believe, actually, if I have my information correctly, it was performed right at your institution, I think, last October when the Marine Band came into town. So that was a nice thing that I just realized that that had been performed there. And there is a significant new commission that, believe it or not, I can't talk about yet because it hasn't been announced. So it's still under wraps.
If you'd like to hear more from this interview, go to our Iowa Art Showcase webpage at iowapublicradio.org. Is there anything else, Peter, that you would like to say about this special work or about your career or anything else?
I would like to say that I'm very pleased that finally Joe Giunta is having the opportunity to perform my music. We actually have been talking about this possibility for a long time, might be 8 or 9 years worth of, since I first got an inquiry from him, and we've been talking about the possibility of him performing Ellis Island, or in this case, the suite from Ellis Island, and I'm so glad that that actually worked out. I've heard many, many good things about his work for many years, and actually, back when I was a graduate student at the Hart School of Music, and I was studying composition and conducting at something called the Conductors Institute, he was a guest, and I met him then, and I think I must have been all of, 23 or 24 years old. So we'd first met then, and I think this is the first time he's ever conducting something of mine. That's a special thing that's been a long time in the making, and I'm also pleased to see that the work is alongside these classic works, the Gershwin Piano Concerto in F and Dvorak New World Symphony. So to be in such very lofty company, of course, is a terrific thing for a composer.
To get tickets and find out more information about the Des Moines Symphony's Ellis Island, the New World Concert, which is this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. and Sunday afternoon at 2:30 p.m. at the Civic Center of Greater Des Moines, you need to go online to dmsymphony.org and download the order form for tickets, or you can call 515-246-2300 or show up at the Civic Center box office about an hour before the show. Well, thanks for today's interview goes to IPR's Tony Daner and Alexis Hahn, and a big thank you to composer, orchestrator, and conductor Peter Boyer for taking time out from his busy schedule and for using all of his creative energy to come up with a work like this Ellis Island. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you, Jacqueline, for inviting me. Thanks a lot.